Well, we're excited for Greg Jennings' future here. There's no doubt. I think Greg is a young man that that's developed here in Green Bay, and I can't say enough about him personally. I like the way he goes about his business, and he's definitely well deserving of this contract. So, I'm excited for Greg. No, that was the plan all along. We really got a lot of work done in the OTAs. Our participation was outstanding. So really, our mini camp the last 3 days was about corrections. Every team period that we had, whether it was blitz, third down, red zone, it was clearly just the corrections and things we felt like we needed to go back over from the OTAs. I was very, very happy with the amount of quality work that we were able to accomplish in the OTAs, but that was really the plan all along. So today was about teaching. Today was about putting, a final stamp on the teaching process of the off-season program, because now when we get back here, it's not about what to do and what, who goes where, and what it's how fast we're doing it, the conformity that you need on all three phases. So this week was clearly about teaching, getting things cleaned up. No, I had the opportunity to speak to Aaron. Actually, I was the one that delivered the news to Aaron. He was in meetings when we got the news. I mean, it's a tragedy. I think Aaron will at some point tell you what he meant to him and the impact that he's had on his life. I can recall when Aaron went down to the first game this past year. So it's a tremendous loss, and really our heart goes out to his family. Is that a complaint or? Well, number one, the new practice facility, it's beautiful. I think Ted Thompson has done an outstanding job with player safety. All of our fields are now exactly the same. It's the exact same surface outside. The new practice facility in Nitzke Field also has the heating coils, which will allow us to go out in the wintertime. And that's really was the issue in the past. I was not comfortable with the field prior, just the, some of the problems it created. So now we'll have that opportunity to get outside. I think more importantly, if you had a chance to go over there, the stands and the environment that's created for the fans. I think our training camp is second to none, just from the environment that our fans create for us during training camp and the night practices with the lights and the stadium type environment. I think it'll be great for everybody. Well, we're all fair people, but I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but they really have nothing to do with where and when and how we practice. But they may want to make you think so, but we're going to do what's in the best interest of getting our team ready to play games. Well, a number of the players are going off to different training programs. We have some guys going to Arizona and in different spots, or some guys are doing it in their hometowns. It's a really a focus of taking care of your body and getting ready for training camp. So, from a priority standpoint, they need to spend time with their families, take care of their legs. But like I've stated, just talking with a number of the players, some are going to the training programs that they used prior to the off-season program. No, I think we'll be ready to go with all of our players that missed time this spring. A number of them will probably maybe go one-a-day schedules, and that's something that after we have the physicals, the first day of training camp, we'll decide. Well, I think clearly our program has been identified with the fact that we draft players, we develop players, and hopefully we're able to keep as many as we possibly can. Our free agent philosophy is well documented. From a coaching standpoint, you know, we're excited because these are players, these are individuals that we have relationships with. We have you know, history with these players. Greg's, and since I'm on a personal level, you're always happy when anybody, player, coach, gets a contract that you know enables him to you know, put his family in a better situation. So, but I think our path and our philosophy with our football team was clearly identified. Justin Harrell missed practice yesterday. He had an illness.
He's heading into this break. You've seen three, 4 months, and 5 weeks on the field. What do you think?
Well, everybody's excited. I'm sure every head coach right now is giving the talk about it's the best off-season program. I talked to our football team about some of the things that we accomplished in the past and compared it to that. You know, I think our football team did a great job of coming in here, learning the systems, whether it's offense, the changes we made, defense being new, special team being new. They took full advantage of their opportunity to have a clear understanding of what we're asking them to do. So I am very pleased with that. I thought our practice tempo, the structure, and the procedural things, that the way we operate every day, were excellent. So those are all positive indicators that we're moving in the right direction. But the reality is our football team will come together in training camp, and I think we've done a very good job, players and coaches alike, getting ready for that training camp.